I've picked three different topics to talk about today that come up from time to time with our corporate practice and in connection with private placements and some equity investments. The first deals with equity investments in pass-through entities by benefit plan investors. And for this purpose, a benefit plan investor is any employee benefit plan, 401k, pension, and so forth that you would think about. But it also includes, notwithstanding these are ERISA rules, IRAs, which are not governed by ERISA technically. So what happens is in 1986, the Department of Labor issued some regulations that basically say that if you have a benefit plan investor investing in an equity interest in an entity, that the investment, depending on how this, if the entity is established to invest primarily in the investment of capital, that and it's neither a publicly traded entity or an entity that's registered under the 40 Act, the equity, then the investment not only includes the investment itself, but it includes an undivided interest in each of the assets of that entity. And the reason that's important, that principle is referred to as the look-through rule, and the reason that's important is that that means that the underlying assets become plan assets subject to ERISA, subject to ERISA's regulations, including the prohibited transaction rules. And for a private equity fund manager, what that means is that to the extent that they have discretionary authority over the assets, they become an ERISA fiduciary subject to prohibited transaction penalties, personal liability, and excise taxes.